from KQED.
What's a tiny habit? Well, you're listening to one.
I used to play ukulele a lot, but I stopped practicing for a while. So to get back into it, I thought, well, I'm going to create a tiny habit of just practicing this chord sequence.
BJ Fogg runs Stanford's Persuasive Technology Lab. To him, a tiny habit is something that takes less than 30 seconds a day.
I set it right by the piano, so right after I finish breakfast, I go pick the ukulele up. That's what a tiny habit is, that very little thing that you sequence into your life into a place where it makes sense, and you work to make it automatic.
Now, 30 seconds doesn't seem like much when you compare it to goals like getting in shape or eating better. But these broad ideas are where Fogg says most people get into trouble.
What a mistake. Actually, the whole idea around New Year's resolutions, people aren't picking specific behaviors, they're picking abstractions.
Abstract goals don't work, says Fogg, when they aren't tied to specific behaviors. And to retain new behavior, he says it needs to be instinctual. The more you have to remember to do something, the better the chances are that you'll talk yourself out of it.
The strength of a habit is defined, at least the way I see it, is how much of a decision was that behavior. So if you're deciding, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym today, it's a pretty good indication it's not a habit. You know, habits are things you do without deciding.
Fogg says classic behavior models focus on decision-making. He's trying to get away from that by working on a new model of habit formation that's built on baby steps. Take something like flossing your teeth. Instead of trying to floss all your teeth every day, Fogg says start with flossing just one tooth. Next, find a habit you already have and do your new habit immediately after.
So for me and for most people, brushing your teeth is a solid habit. So that then can serve as a trigger for the new behavior you want.
Then reward yourself.
I am so awesome. I just flossed one tooth. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but I believe that when you reinforce yourself like that, your brain will say, yeah, awesome, let's do that.
And once the habit is formed, Fogg says you'll find yourself flossing all your teeth. That's a theory he's testing out, at least, with several hundred volunteers. Fogg put out a call on Twitter asking participants to do 3 tiny habits for a week.
So right now I'm probably doing about, on average, probably 6 or 7 teeth.
Charles Wong is a psychiatrist in Palo Alto who picked flossing as one of his habits. He's also trying to do 10 push-ups as soon as he wakes up and to answer emails as soon as he opens them.
You know what? I'm just going to immediately hit reply and then send a response. There are still times where it's just challenging to do that one, so I don't always do it.
For social science researcher BJ Fogg, he's eager to see if a person's habit-making ability improves with every new one they make. He says understanding habit formation better is vital to industries like medicine and healthcare.
The mistakes that are being made are pretty predictable. Don't create a system that assumes that people are going to make these big, huge changes in their lives. The good news is there's a lot of things in the works to help people stay healthy.
For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.